Hello, my name is Edie, and I would like to welcome you to the Pilot of Autistic Girl World, Cue Confetti. Now, I know how these things work. I'm meant to tell some story about how I hate it being autistic, but now I've worked my way up, and that my autism isn't a part of me. Now give me all your money, more ha ha ha, or something. But it isn't like that. My autism is as much part of me as my nose is. And it seems that you, young listener, are most likely in the same boat. And like, if you chopped off my nose, I wouldn't be able to smell. If I didn't have my autism, I wouldn't be able to experience so many wonderful things. Okay, so let's just hypothesize that you are a teen girl with autism. Life must suck, right? Not only are there things like periods to contend with, but we also have meltdowns. To be frank, those things do suck. But do you have any neurotypical friends who can spout off interesting facts at the drop of a hat? Or be able to solve the mystery at the start of the movie? Not a lot, I expect. The good outweighs the bad in this situation, and that's what makes you incredible. Right, I can't just ramble on and call it an introduction, so I'm going to delve into a subject matter that isn't commonly brought up. Where are all the women with ASD? I can name like three that are common in the media: Temple Grandin, Greta Thunberg, and Emily Dickinson. Think of all of the people embedded in pop culture media, and I can only name three autistic women. It's kind of sad, especially considering that most people don't even know that dear old Dickinson is suspected to be autistic. So how's this important? I can already hear you muse. Well, it doesn't feel good to have nobody like you reflected on the screen. The world is an isolating and scary place. But if just one of your favorite female celeb steps up and mentions that she's autistic, it can be surprisingly cathartic. Okay, great. How do I find people like this out in the big wide world, you must ponder? Well, to be honest with you, I'm still struggling with that, which is why I make this podcast. A screen can also be a mirror, so why not be the person you always wanted to see? Put yourself out there, make a podcast, posters, letters to send to important people, TED Talks and speeches. It's all out there. The road will be difficult and you'll want to give up. The podcast only has one listener. Your posters are torn down, letters and speeches ignored. That doesn't mean you stop trying. Being heard is like climbing a mountain. Some people have the money to get all the proper equipment and can climb up faster, whereas others have to start from scratch with only their hands pulling them up. But they still make it, and you will too, eventually. Just trust me on this.